Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, guys. It's me, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
And I'm worth $1 billion now.
OMG.
Yeah. So, yeah, yesterday was so funny. At the end of the show, Jeff came on and was like, breaking news alert out of Hollywood. And Tim and I kind of look at each other like, oh, wow, what happened that
What's
we didn't know about?
On?
But it was revealed yesterday during our show that Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire.
Always first with the important breaking news of the day, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So Kim makes the Forbes list of the world's billionaires for the first time ever this year. And it's all thanks to her Skims shapewear brand and her KKW beauty line. In addition to all of the revenue she receives from the TV show, product endorsements, other investments like that. She barely made the cut, though. So she's just at $1 billion.
Oh.
Yeah, so she won't be topping that list anytime soon. Jeff Bezos is still number one at $177 billion.
I can't even imagine that. Like, $1 billion, the thought of 990 million. Like, think of acquiring $1 million and then timesing that by 999.9, there's your first $1 billion, which Kim has just achieved.
Yes.
But Jeff Bezos has how much?
$177
billion.
Like, I don't even understand. I wouldn't even be able to write that down.
Yeah.
How many zeros are on that?
I don't know.
Followed by Elon Musk, who is $151 billion. Bill Gates came in fourth place with $124 billion. Mark Zuckerberg. Other people on the list that are ahead of Kim: Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys. George Lucas, Robert Kraft, Mark Cuban. A lot of people owning sports teams are also billionaires. I'm kind of seeing a trend with that.
Right.
Other people you might know: Steven Spielberg. He's worth $3.7 billion. And Oprah, she tied for several people at $2.7 billion. But isn't that just nuts?
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Just so crazy. But I was talking to you in the Facebook Live video. I mean, I just want someone to ask them, like, that's not what's in your bank account. That's just like what their assets are worth. Like, I want to know what's in your bank account. Like, when you get out your Fifth Third debit card and you're going to slice the debit, like, how much is in there?
Yeah, because the FDIC insures only how much? What is it? $200,000 in any one individual checking account or something
enough
like that?
I don't have to worry about
right.
it. I don't even know the rules.
<I know. laughs> Exactly.
All.
Like, how does that even work? Do you even have a bank account? How do you access cash when you want it, and how much is in that account?
Or do they even pay for stuff? Like, when they go into the restaurant, they do whatever they want, and then someone, like, sends the check later.
Do they have a tab, an account?
Right. That's what I think. I think when you're at $177 billion, when you go somewhere, they never provide you that little wallet thingy that you
just
open up.
Just invoice my people.
What is the credit limit?
Right. Oh, yeah, there isn't. It's unlimited.
Yeah.
Unlimited platinum black card.
Or do they even use it? Does it just
Imagine
come off
the
a special
they
debit
get.
Card?
The points on their Amex, Jeff.
Boy.
I don't know. That's insane. But Kim Kardashian is actually the second billionaire in that family, though. Because if you remember, Kylie Jenner, she was the first one.
Yeah, but I hear she dropped a few notches now.
She did.
Below the $1 billion mark.
She
now.
Did. But Kanye West is also a billionaire. So there's a lot of money around Kim and her people.
Hmm. Like, if you wanted to liquidate everything, how difficult would that be? You know, if you just wanted to be like, all right, I've reached a certain level, I'm just going to cash out, sell everything, and move to Tahiti.
I own Tahiti now.
Right. That's right. I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy Tahiti.
Despite warnings from health experts, the Texas Rangers had a full crowd of more than 38,000 people for their home opener. Yeah, when they walked in, all the fans got a Dr. Fauci bobblehead that only shook its head no.
It was the first sporting event in North America without crowd size restrictions. Many of the fans were defiantly maskless. I like that adult men will go to a baseball stadium and wear a glove the whole game for the 1 in 98,000 chance they might catch a foul ball. But mask, no way, out of the question.
Now get this, a university in Michigan is offering a very unique scholarship.
A Michigan university is not only offering a degree in cannabis chemistry, it's now the first university in the nation to offer a scholarship for it.
That's a two-year program that takes roughly 12 years to complete.
Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Sun and cloud mix. Slight chance of a shower late this evening, mainly in southeast Indiana, with a high around 80. Right now it's 58. America has had a very up and down history of celebrities becoming politicians. And what's funny is we love to criticize Hollywood stars when they wade into politics on social media and at award shows, because, you know, we're allowed to go on social media and spout about politics, but they're not. Apparently, we are gluttons for punishment, because it turns out that when you break it down, the reality is the majority of Americans actually do want celebrities to run for political office.
It's so shocking to me. I just...
I want anyone who wants to run to run. If it's a business owner, if it's a celebrity, if it's a Joe Schmo, whoever, if you want to, go for it.
Well, we've elected two to the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was one. The guy was a movie star who eventually got into politics. And then Donald Trump was a full-on celebrity on a lot of levels. You know, he was not just a rich, wealthy real estate investor, but he was a socialite kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He had television shows. He was
an
author.
He's been in movies.
I mean, he was the quintessential celebrity. Now, actor Matthew McConaughey has talked seriously about running. Not to mention Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California, among others.
And there was a wrestler. Who was
Sonny
the wrestler?
Sonny Bono. Oh, Jesse Ventura from Minnesota. So it's happened a lot. And many of them have been reelected to their respective offices. Matthew McConaughey, besides him, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is considering a presidential campaign, and 58% of the 30,000 American adults who were polled says that they would consider supporting both of them. Let's see, what else do we have here? There was a percentage of people who said they'd be open to hearing what Angelina Jolie had to say if she ran for president. 27% of respondents would support Oprah. And then you start getting into like Tom Hanks, Will Smith, George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio. Those are smaller percentages, but
is there anyone that you guys can think of right away that you would like to see run?
I'd like to see Mark Cuban, actually. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Get behind that.
What about if Emilio Estevez ran for mayor of Cincinnati?
I'm totally open to that.
You two live in the city, but would you vote for him?
Well, I mean, he lives in the city. He's invested in the city.
Yeah.
I like the story behind him. I'd want to hear a little bit about what he...
what his agenda would be.
Same.
What's he, you know, stand for kind of thing. But
sure.
I could get behind that.
You want to philosophically be lined up with these people, make
right.
no mistake.
I understand.
But I wouldn't hold their celebrity against them if they decided to run.
Yeah, no. Well, speaking of some really interesting celebrity e-news here, I know, Tim, you're a really big fan of LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, but don't take my word for it.
So he has been campaigning. Remember, there was a big campaign to make him the next host of Jeopardy, like the permanent host.
Oh, yeah.
So is he going to be at least a co-host if Katie Couric can get on?
I'd like to see him.
I know. That's what I was going to tell you. So back in November, some of the fans started an online petition, kind of putting a little bit of light on him. It got about 50,000 signatures. Well, now that has grown to 145,000 signatures. Oh. He is actually sharing the link on all of his social media pages, like, I'm just going to leave this right here in the event that people, you know, are listening, the powers that be. But he's not even signed up to be a guest host.
Well, he needs to call Aaron Rodgers' agent, and he needs to say, hi, you need to be my agent.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this, but my friend Todd was telling me yesterday that Aaron Rodgers actually won Celebrity Jeopardy when he was on the show.
Hmm.
So I think that gave him a little more clout to actually host, and he's a big fan of Jeopardy.
A little
and
bit of
Alex
credibility
Trebek.
There.
But I mean, you know, LeVar Burton, don't you think he would be amazing?
Well, let's listen. I have a clip here of LeVar hosting a Star Trek trivia game between Sir Patrick Stewart, who played Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and Pete Buttigieg, And this all went down on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Let's hear how LeVar Burton moderated this and the kind of job he did.
Name the only two characters to appear in every episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. Pat?
Character Jean-Luc Picard. And the other one would have been Commander Riker.
That's correct. This reaction shot became a wildly popular meme. Which character caused Captain Picard to facepalm? Pat.
John DeLancey.
Character name, please.
Q.
Q is correct.
A little more energy than Aaron Rodgers.
Rough going for a second there, man. Are you sure you were on Star Trek? Do you even know who I am?
All right. Oh, yes, I know who you are.
Fun fact, I met John DeLancey when he came to a Star Trek convention in South Bend, Indiana. When I was... True story.
Lucky man.
Wow. It's for your trivia box there.
I'm going to have to wear my Redding rainbow shirt tomorrow.
Yes.
Cincy shirt. Cincy shirts, you know, I wear their Cincy shirts all the time. We're big fans of Cincy shirts.
Yeah.
They've made vintage Q102 shirts among some of the newer.
I had one on yesterday.
Yeah, they're really nice. But they came out with one that's sort of a spoof on Redding Road, which kind of runs through the entire tri-state here on the Ohio side of the river. And there's one that it kind of looks like the Reading rainbow logo, but it's... It says Redding.
Yeah. Well, brought to you by a grant from the Kellogg's
Still
Foundation.
The same.
Well, I hope they at least let him try. You know?
Right.
Why not?
Give him a week. Why not?
Every year, Americans make the questionable decision to devour Peeps around Easter time. I used to love them. I don't eat as many of those anymore as I used to. But I guess an animated Peeps movie is in development, and it's described as a cross between Trolls and Smurfs. It'll be about a ragtag group of Peeps characters who set out on a cross-country journey in order to attend Peep Fest, an annual brand celebration in Pennsylvania. Back in 2014, I guess someone was working on a Peeps the movie, but for whatever reason, it never came to be.
For some reason, I thought that aren't there Peeps in one of those movies? Like the Lego movie has Peeps in it or something.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they make a cameo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that movie was different. It was about a Peep being misplaced from a diorama contest and having to make its way through the various fantasy lands to get back. No timetable for the new movie yet.
No, that's all right.
Right.
Well, Kelly Clarkson is super famous for covering all kinds of other people's songs on her show. She does Kellyoke. It's on every episode of her talk show. She does really fun stuff. But there is one song that she is afraid to try. Do you guys have any guesses?
Whitney Houston song?
No, she covers Whitney all the time and Celine Dion.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas?
Nope, it's not it. Oh. She revealed to us that the one song she will not be covering is Despacito.
Despacito.
Yeah, she she said she's practiced really hard and that she loves singing in Spanish and actually other languages, but she said that it's just too fast for her.
I guess.
It just goes really, really quick.
Not enough time for her to do all her runs that she likes to do.
I guess so. Yeah.
Was this a conversation she was having with Louis Fonsi?
Yes.
I just realized something. You have the one song in history I'm afraid to cover. Despacito.
Oh, come on, you have to cover it now.
No. I have practiced so hard because I love singing in Spanish as well or in just different languages.
It is a lot of lyrics.
It is. And it's
wordy
like
for me.
It's the biggest song of all time. Yeah. And you're kind of like, you know what? I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. I mean, I remember hearing when Despacito came out that even Justin Bieber was like, I have trouble keeping up with it. And he's singing the song, parts of it.
When I met Jessica Simpson a million years ago, this is back when she was like still kind of on the rise.
She was like 16, 15, something like that.
Yeah, the day that I met her, she was at least 16. She had just come from a recording studio in Orlando where she was recording a Spanish version of her album. And she was just like,
nothing but a t-shirt.
This has been like the hardest day ever because I don't speak Spanish. And so I'm having to read all of these phonetically.
Oh.
And she said it had just been like take after take after take after take.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.